Hello, my name's Roger Watson, and welcome to the Jan podcast of 6th of October 2018, Social Jet Lag in Nurses. This is Roger Watson, the Editor-in-Chief of the Journal of Advanced Nursing. I must admit, despite frequently suffering from jet lag, induced by many hours of long-haul flying, I'd never heard the expression social jet lag until this manuscript was submitted to Jan. Social jet lag, indicating a misalignment of biological and social time, seems to be induced by working unsocial hours, such as shift work, and may be associated with chronotype, the sleep pattern preferred by an individual. For example, individuals with evening chronotypes, who prefer to wake up late in the morning, are forced to start their day earlier than their desired rhythm. This study by Chang and Jang from South Korea, titled Social Jet Lag and Quality of Life Among Nursing Students, a Cross-Sectional Study, and published in JAN, aimed to investigate chronotype categories and social jet lag among nursing students and to identify associations between rhythm asynchrony and participants' physical and psychological health, academic performance, and quality of life. Nearly 350 nursing students were involved. The average level of social jet lag was approximately 90 minutes, and social jet lag was negatively correlated with chronotype, academic performance, and quality of life. The authors conclude, findings from the present study suggest significant associations between social jet lag and academic performance and quality of life. Moreover, social jet lag, depression, a positive emotional state, and resilience were all predictive of quality of life.
This podcast was produced in association with youthpublicationslimited.com. Do, 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 do.